The number of comments over an air quality permit for the tanks took the DNR by surprise. Water management specialist Ben Callen says that's unusually high. He says they're still sifting through the letters, emails, and testimony.
There have been some themes about wanting more information, wanting the department to do additional analysis on the application and things like that.
Callen can't say if more were for or against the air permit for the $150 million tanks that would create 125 construction jobs at the Enbridge Superior Terminal this summer. Enbridge also did a double take on the public interest. Spokeswoman Becky Housey says the tanks are important, but not exactly the hot potato like the Keystone Pipeline.
The air permit really focuses on the technical nature of air emissions. So the fact that so many people would want to weigh in on that was surprising, but that's what public comment periods are for.
A public hearing May 5th was standing room only in a small room at the Superior Public Library. They were interested in construction jobs and oil terminal expansion. The opposition cited the oil coming from the frac sand mining in the Bakken fields of North Dakota and the tar sands oil of Alberta, Canada. The DNR's Callen says they'll make a decision by July 18th.
If there's information that is provided or that we see as needing further analysis, then we have to go through that process. But that decision hasn't been made yet.
A decision can be challenged. The tanks will hold 1.5 million barrels of oil. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.